No news so far on our link letter, but I still have hope. Now, what is interesting is what this email I got says. I don't remember getting it, but I'm oddly getting used to that. Finding random emails on my laptop, the occasional note scribbled on my desk, apparently from me, it feels like I'm discovering the mystery as I record it for you all. Anyway, in the email is the military record for Sam Higgins, and there is a pattern here. Sam Higgins was admitted to St. Maria's, the same institute Robert Byrd was admitted to in the late 1980s. This is important. This is very important. I'm going to put a lot of pieces together, and I need you all to follow very closely. Don't worry, there's not going to be a test or anything. I did some more digging on Robert Byrd. A lot of him was covered when he was famously captured, but there are some things that the news media couldn't find because of legality. And after talking to my hacker friend, he managed to find more exclusive documents detailing Robert Byrd. Byrd was an army vet. This was known before his capture, but details of his service were shaky at best. A lot of things classified. Now, files my internet acquaintance found that Byrd was actually listed in the Army Reserves. And where was he stationed? Well, if you've ever been to Maine, you might not have heard of Fort Wilson, a very small, very unknown base tucked up near the border between Maine and Canada, about 20 miles from the supposed location of the Black Box. Sam Higgins, the 22-year-old Navy soldier who served on the USS Somerset, was also stationed briefly in the States before the Somerset and his subsequent honorable discharge. Where do you think he was stationed? These patterns are too obvious, too blatant for anyone to ignore. I posted on a few forums recently, and I asked people for information, and you all have responded in droves. I cannot thank you enough. Due to time, I haven't been able to listen to all of them, but there's one particular one I'd like to play for you all now. The message is from Elizabeth Schumer, a woman in New Mexico with a very big claim.
Hey there, my name is Elizabeth Schumer. I live in New Mexico. I just wanted to quickly say that I love the show. I know this is going to be a big claim, and I'm sure you get a lot of messages like this. But my father's name was Sam Higgins. He never married my mom, Sarah, but they had me right before he went aboard the Somerset. I actually had the little pin he got from that ship. Anyway, I have some of his notes and stuff from after the ship crashed and thought it may prove useful. If you have any questions, please call me back. Bye.
She's right. That is a very big claim, but she had the birth certificate to back it up, and I had a few people check her online records. I never expected this story to jump out into real life like this, and I will definitely be listening to more of your messages. After a lot of stuff that I didn't record between the two of us, because that would be creepy, Elizabeth sent over a lot of her father's notes. What we found was interesting. Higgins had a lot of odd notes, old symbols and such, big into demonology from what I can see and understand. However, there was one piece of evidence Elizabeth sent over that I found more important than the rest. It's a photograph, very old, it's still black and white. It depicts what looks like a runway. Everyone is dressed in a variety of outfits, you know, slacks, military uniforms, a few people even have guns. Everyone is smiling, though. Thumbs up, peace signs. I don't recognize, well, most anyone in the picture, but there are two faces that stand out in sharp focus. Sam Higgins, a very young Sam Higgins, is in his cleanly pressed Navy uniform. But right next to him, one arm around Sam's shoulder and the other cradling an AK-47, is Robert Byrd.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, how are you? Were the papers useful?
Very useful, yeah. I just had a question about them, actually.
Sure, how can I help?
Well, I'm looking at a picture that you included. It's your dad and a bunch of other people standing on a runway. It looks like one of those military operation pictures, you see.
I think I remember that one.
Well, your dad's in it, and I was just wondering if you have any more information about his service record. Anything you might have done before the Somerset.
Not a lot. I only found that stuff after I heard the show. He was really out of my life. I only really met him once or twice.
Do you remember anything about those meetings, or...
First one I was like 6, so no. The other one I was 17. It was right before my 18th birthday.
Did you remember anything about him then?
He gave me something, actually. It was his birthday gift. Only one I got from him that wasn't cash in the mail.
What was it, if I can ask?
It was this old candle holder thing that you, like, hold candles in.
You mean like a candelabra?
Yeah, crazy old, like rusty and everything. I was amazed I didn't cut myself on it.
Did he say anything to you about it?
Just to keep it safe, and that he loved me a lot, even though he was a son of a bitch, his words.
Thanks a lot. This was really helpful.
Of course. Let me know if you need help with anything else.
Elizabeth sent over a picture of the candelabra that she'd received from her father. It was a perfect match to the picture of Project Neptune that Sam had taken 40 years ago. So, Sam Higgins was apparently involved in a covert operation, during which time it is assumed he stole a candelabra from under the guard of the United States Navy. The reason still remains in question, though. Why? What did Private Higgins think he was doing? Did he think he was protecting someone or something? What secrets did he take to his grave? Hopefully we'll find out more next week.